Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
Dom, I'm going to go a little bit left of centre here. We've just had a cracking interview with Billy Henderson. Mm. He was really quite amusing and, as you said, very dry with his humour. Who are the absolute characters amongst your team who you have a good laugh with or just interesting?
We get a lot of laughs out of Bill. He's just so dry.
Yeah.
I don't know what you spoke about, but
he's single so... and ready to mingle.
Oh, is he?
No, he didn't say that. No, he's going home for a feed and on the couch.
Yeah, that's him. That's more Hendo. They're a fun bunch of blokes. Every football club you walk into, you'll find the larrikins. But Hendo, he goes, I'll be only 5 minutes. That was a long length of the interview I'm going to have to listen to. He doesn't give a lot, Hendo, but certainly gave a lot today.
How do you unpack a game like that? It was very tight in the first half. Obviously, there was quite a lot that may not have been going the way that you'd planned or that you were asking from your team. You then pull away in the second half. How much do you review it? Like, will you go back and look through the tape on that one? Or have you already sort of just worked out in your mind what clicked in that second half and that's enough and you'll just, go to work next week?
No, I was just talking to Benny Carmichael. I think you've got to dive into that game. It wasn't a great spectacle and I probably don't have to tell you guys that. It would have been a long day for you guys. The beautiful thing is we come away with the 4 points, but that second quarter for us, I don't think we've played as badly this year. We've had our lapses, but that's as bad as it gets. Skill execution-wise, didn't sell the Ballerina at all, I don't think. So hopefully we don't. It's certainly not one of the highlight reel.
You've bounced back well, though, from that Ammos loss. Not that you've been ever a club to turn your toes up, but yep. What did you identify out of that Ammos loss that you've done better over the last couple of weeks, save for the second quarter today?
Yeah, they had an awesome system. Something that we're seeing now every week, you're having to put a lot of homework in. We did with Ammos. We got them. Timing was perfect. They weren't in amazing form, and everyone to a man I spoke to post-game from amateurs said that was one out of the box for them.
Yep.
And since then, they've played some really good footy. They caught us off guard. They were sensational, but a lot of learnings and a great time to lose a game badly, I think. Not too much scar tissue will happen from it. We address the way we move our ball. We're a little bit reckless with the way we move our footy, particularly in that second quarter, turning the ball over. And we did that all game against Ammos. So lots of learnings for us. And just being, it's a youngish group and it's new group and it takes time. Talking to Benny, it's good to have a chat to him. Everyone's talking big game around Torquay should go into the GFL. I still think we're a long way off it. You'd love to have another hour a week from November onwards and recruit a bit more heavily and put some time more into the kids. But, we're still miles off it and hopefully you guys can attest that. It's great football at the GFL.
Yep. Nathan Mifsud, can you just give us an update there?
Yeah, he had a bad ankle over the pre-season and he rolled it again. He just didn't want to risk maybe another 2 weeks. So I think he'll probably be right for next week. He's a bit proppy, but yeah, he's just had a bad run with that same ankle. Yeah. Yep, just rolled on someone's foot, I think.
Dom, I love your honesty about that second quarter, and Bing is just standing out there too. It was putrid.
I'll apologise.
Don't ever do that again.
I'll apologise.
For God's sake.
I actually looked up because we looked directly over you guys, and I...
he thought it was okay.
It
was his best one.
I just thought it was... particularly on our behalf, I thought it was so fumbling, and it was contagious, and we worked so hard on it. And I said at the break, we worked so hard on it every single week, and sometimes you work so hard on it and it just highlights it so much you go badly. It doesn't make sense, but and then you don't focus on it and you're really good at it. So, but kudos to the group. They did swing it round and, wasn't pretty, but certainly I'd rather be in my shoes than Benny's.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
We obviously watched you in round one and Hugh Trigg played halfback on the ball, ball on wing.
Yep.
Playing forward now. He told Birchie after the game he played forward at his old club.
Yep.
Is that something we realised and thought, well, maybe we'll try him forward? It looks like it's going to work with him and Tynan to get Chook back as well. You're going to have some options there.
Triggy's done a really good job because came in as a forward. There's no question.
Yep.
I just wanted him to learn our defensive side. Yep. And he learned it so well. He was born as a halfback flank, and you guys saw that round one.
Absolutely,
and then... You swing a kid forward because he got injured and you swing him forward and then he kicks 11 and how do you take him out? But we've got a lever with him. You know, if he's not getting a kick forward, we can throw him back, and it's similar to Tynan. If he's not in the game, we can throw him inside, and this is the beauty of having versatile players, but and it's a skill set for a player to do that. So Triggy, I think he's cemented forward for now. He's certainly got some learnings. I'm going to learn a lot. I've never been a key forward or a full forward, so I'm going to learn a lot about teaching him and playing on Delaney. I thought Delaney had the better of him early, and I think it was a quite even contest.
Dom, just another one, whether that's been a direct swap or not, but last time we watched you against the Surf Coast, Will Montebello played forward, kicked three, and now he plays behind the ball. Yep. Was that a direct swap between him and Trigg, or is
it
a similar message around developing his craft for a multiple position?
Well, I'm always worried about players going, well, you don't get a kick forward, so you're out, you miss next week, and we've got another forward coming through. So Will has been in our junior program, obviously went through the Falcons program, and I'm a big believer, and most people are, that if you're getting picked in that top 40 of your junior age of Falcons, you should be playing senior footy every single week for us. So he's too good not to be playing. But I had to develop him as a defender. What our under-18s coach did about 3 years ago would swing him back at the last 5 minutes of every quarter. And I just saw some things that I liked, and Will was open to the change. And, you know, Benny Mac's not going to be around forever, so I'd love to develop another Benny Mac.
Can I ask you about 2027? Have you started talks about what next year looks like, or is that something that you'll do at the bye?
I don't know when we'll talk about it, Kingy. I think you'll know before I will, probably.
Yeah.
You're that good.
That's about right.
I want to coach again.
Yep.
And as Jai Bolton walks past, you on the next flight? You on the red eye? Or
straight home. Good boy.
I don't know. I want to coach again. All going well, I will. At this stage, work is becoming a lot busier now. Our family's busier, but you know, my family wouldn't know anything else. So, talk air open to it. Sure.
Appreciate your time, as always. Thanks for hosting
you guys.
Us.
Not as funny as Hendo, but I'll pass you on to Betty.
Do some work, Betty. Do some work, Michael.
Well done, Dom. Good to see you. Dom Gleeson, the coach of Torquay, joining us. Thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Two convenient locations in George's Road, Norlane, and Marshalltown Road, Grovedale.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.